Security Council members traveled to Burundi last week, their second visit to the East African country in less than a year. French Ambassador François Delaterre reported that the delegation met with a wide range of society, starting at the top.
Enfin, le président de la République, Monsieur Pierre Nkurunziza.
The President of the Republic, Mr. Pierre Nkurunziza, hosted the Security Council at his Gitega residence, and he gave us a positive and optimistic spin on the situation in his country. And he pointed out that the description that we have read in the international media were, as far as he was concerned, wrong.
Council members also held talks with the opposition and elder statesmen, as well as human rights defenders and representatives of civil society and the independent media.
Le Conseil de sécurité a par ailleurs rencontré des représentants de l'opposition dite radicale.
We also met with representatives of the radical opposition who were not represented in the institutions, and they gave us a particularly grim picture of the political and security situation, and it was their view that a genocide was in the making and about to erupt in Burundi.
Ambassadors also discussed the crisis with the African Union's Peace and Security Council in Ethiopia. The AU has offered to send 5,000 peacekeepers to Burundi to protect civilians, which the government has rejected. Egyptian Ambassador Amir Abdellatif Aboulada said the partners emphasized the need for an inclusive national dialogue, which could lead to a political solution to the crisis.
Discussions also focused on the need for supporting the restoration of security and the provision of adequate protection for civilians in Burundi. The envisaged deployment of 100 AU human rights and military observers received momentous interest. The deployment of these observers would provide better monitoring of the situation and would represent a constructive point of entry in engaging the government of Burundi.
The two councils also voiced their support for regional mediation efforts, which are being led by Uganda. However, Ambassador Aboulada said the delegation was concerned by the slow progress of the talks. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.